Good morning. It's Monday, October 6th, and this is Mamoon Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A federal judge has blocked President Donald Trump from deploying National Guard troops from California and Texas to Portland, Oregon. Judge Karen Immergut, a Trump appointee, said there was no evidence that protests in Portland warranted federal troops and ruled that such action risked state sovereignty. The White House has yet to respond, though Trump's Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller, called the decision a violation of constitutional order. The ruling follows similar pushback to Trump's earlier deployments in Chicago and Los Angeles. The administration plans to appeal, but for now, the restraining order stands until October 19th. The decision deepens tensions over the president's growing use of federal troops in U.S. cities. Another news. Rite Aid, once a household name in American pharmacy, has closed all its remaining stores. A message on the company's website confirmed the shutdown, thanking customers for their support and offering links for medical record requests. Founded in 1962, Rite Aid once operated 5,000 stores but has been struggling under bankruptcy filings, lawsuits over its role in the opioid crisis, and Justice Department probes into unlawful prescriptions. The closures mark the end of an era for one of America's major drugstore chains, as competitors like CVS and Walgreens also scale back operations. Experts warn the closures could deepen the rise of pharmacy deserts, communities left without easy access to essential medicines around the world. France's political turmoil continues as Prime Minister Sébastien Lecornu resigns just 26 days after taking office. Lecornu cited an unwillingness to compromise among parties in the National Assembly after his cabinet faced fierce opposition. His resignation follows two short-lived governments and months of instability since President Emmanuel Macron lost his parliamentary majority in 2024. Marine Le Pen of the National Rally has called for early elections, saying, "The joke's gone on long enough." Macron now faces tough choices: appoint a new prime minister, dissolve parliament, or resign. Analysts say new elections could bring a major far-right victory and reshape France's political landscape. Another news. New Zealand has paid Samoa 10 million tala, about 6 million New Zealand dollars, after one of its naval ships crashed and sank in Samoan waters last year. The HMNZS Manawanui ran aground while mapping the seafloor, later leaking oil and causing harm to local marine life, including sea turtles. All 75 crew members were rescued. Foreign Minister Winston Peters said the payment recognized the impact on Samoan communities and environmental damage. A military inquiry found human error, including failure to disengage autopilot, caused the crash. The wreck remains on the reef, with cleanup operations ongoing. It was the first New Zealand naval ship lost since World War II, a symbolic and costly mistake for the island nation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.